One bad trip to the DMV and a license renewal gone wrong, and the monster would have been ripping the arms off random strangers. All it takes is one petty bureaucrat or stupid form to send the monster rampaging again. I know. The monster is always there, just below the surface. The monster will out. And so, surgery. It's the right thing to do. I know that now. Abelard says he will love whoever I become, and I trust him. In spite of our misfortunes, we have always been what we pleased in our letters. When we are together, we become even more than what we please. We become ourselves. But I worry, because it is the monster who makes us love. It is the monster who stares through the chinks in the wall at a blind man with a starving family and feels real pain. It is the monster who kills a deer in the forest to feed them. It was the monster in me who broke the sliding door to see who was on the other side. It was the monster in me who looked at Abelard and saw the delicate and complex gears turning and thirsted to know more. The monster demands the greater truths of life. I told Dr. Brain Guy, my own personal Dr. Frankenstein, that the thing I feared most about the surgery was the loss of ideas. But that wasn't true. I fear the loss of the monster. It was the monster in me who cried out in despair to a dead, uncaring universe, looking for someone to love. Someone special and broken and perfect. And the universe answered with Abelard. More than I'd asked for, and certainly more than I deserved. Lucky me. So what happens if Dr. Brain Guy kills the monster? If suddenly paperwork and schedules and rubrics make sense to me? If I become fully human, will I still love Abelard? Will Abelard still love me? I hope so. I guess I'll find out tomorrow. This recording of The Love Letters of Abelard and Lily was presented by Dreamscape Media, LLC. Text copyright 2017 by Laura Creedle. Sound recording copyright 2017, Dreamscape Media, LLC. This recording was produced by arrangement with Hutton Mifflin Harcourt. Thank you for listening.